right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Driver's ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Survivors Ready, the podcast where Adam and Fatty get together and shoot the shit about Survivor. And I am joined tonight by the one and only Fat One himself. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm kind of lonely.
Yeah, you would be doing great if we had another co-host besides Adam.
Well, here's the thing. As you may know, this was my 40th college reunion this weekend. Because of that, I failed to send out a reminder invitation to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Survivor Savant, Evan Ayers. And we heard back from Chris, and he says, no, I'm not going to be there.
Actually, what Chris said was, oh, I thought tonight was your break, that you guys weren't recording, and so I made other plans. I'm so sorry. How dare you, Chris?
In other words, he didn't want to join us. And Evan, he's never wants to be on the show ever again.
We don't know. Well, actually, Evan, okay, to be fair, you just emailed this morning. Evan may not check his email all the time. So he may get this, you know, he may be at the bar right now.
He is a young twink. He lives on his phone.
Well, true, but do young twinks use the email anymore?
Because you Larkin, know, Larkin. By the way, Larkin, who is in the chat room, brings up a good point that it's gay drinking night because a lot of people have tomorrow off.
Why do people have tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
Veterans Day observed.
Oh, because see, I was telling you before we started recording that I played my trumpet this afternoon in a Veterans Day service at my church.
Much better for you to play it than for a veteran to play it.
And, right? And they were and it was the choir. The name of the choir is called the Saints Alive Choir. And I think I was kind of trying to, I don't know, piece apart like what the name actually, you know, they're almost saints, but they're just still alive, just barely.
Well,
you know?
it's kind of like Florida is heaven's waiting room. It's, you know, it was the choir singing to Florida. Okay.
So anyway,
we've lost all of our Florida listeners.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. And Larkin out there in the sack of tomatoes, California, we invited him to join us. He says, no. Okay.
It's all right. The two of us can. Right. The two of us. And, you know, actually, were saying.
Adam has taken so many notes tonight, I may not even say a word.
You know what? Let's see. I was accused last week of having talked too much the week before.
That's
and
correct.
I had also taken notes because this is the deal. For some reason, with Big Brother, we didn't seem to have trouble remembering what had happened. We were able to just come in here and we could remember. And maybe that's because there were like three Big Brother episodes a week.
Well, that and every episode started off with previously on Big Brother.
Well, right. Yeah. So everyone you saw, you got reminded. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it was that, or maybe there are just more people at the beginning of Survivor and more going on, or, you know, I don't know.
Or maybe the last time Evan was on, he couldn't get a word in edgewise and just decided, well, they don't need me. I couldn't get a word in. Oh, never mind. Anyway. Pretend I didn't say that.
Sorry, I had to burp and I mute myself when I do that. That was a Freshly Penne Pasta. We're trying a new service called Freshly. And I was so proud because I want to lose some weight, but I hate cooking. And now I've decided that the reason I can't lose weight is that
you eat pasta?
No, is because I come home from work and I'm too tired to cook. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, let's just go get fast food. And so I love fast food. So the mixture of being tired after work and not wanting to cook and loving fast food anyway is a horrible mix for me because I'm just like, let's just run to Whataburger, you know, and I get a double cheeseburger and then we've stopped exercising. So I started, I was so proud of myself. I was like, I'm going to try one of these meal services, but not the ones where they send you the ingredients and you have to cook it. Cause that would defeat.
I want it already cooked.
Yes.
And sent to me and I just have to put it in the microwave.
Right. And so I did some research online and I found a company called Freshly. And not only are they already cooked, but they're supposedly healthier. And I looked at the caloric content of their typical meal that they send, mm-hmm. and it was around 400 to 450 calories, which is fine because three meals a day plus maybe a snack, I'm looking to be between 1,500 to 1,800 calories. So I thought that'll be great. You know, I mean, one of those a day plus we do microwave dinners for lunch and then I don't eat breakfast. So mm-hmm. anyway, this is fab. This is very interesting stuff that I'm saying here.
Here's the most important thing. Adam, do you have a coupon code that we can give our listeners?
No, I don't. If you go to Freshly.com and use the coupon code SURVIVORSREADY, right. No, I don't. So anyway, I'm explaining all this to my parents last week. I'm like, oh, we're trying this meal thing and it's going to help me lose weight. And my stepdad is like, isn't that just like a microwave dinner? I'm like, no, it's gourmet. It's like, you know, cooked by a chef and, you know, it's never frozen. They send it. Anyway, he just like in one sentence just rained on my parade. Platter. And then I got them in and we tried them. I think they taste very good. But I was like, so what did you think about them, Mark? He's like, well, it's kind of like the microwave dinners we have for lunch. I was like, damn it. But they're not. They're better. We tried a meatloaf with cauliflower mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. We had a shepherd's pie. Mm-hmm. And tonight we had a penne pasta with bolognese sauce. Mm-hmm. Or what you would call Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce or whatever. And they were all three. I thought they were all three very good.
I think Larkin's dinner sounds much better. He says a Five Guys opened less than a mile from his house. Because, you know, those French fried potatoes at the Five Guys are just delicious. So anyway.
I've been very disappointed with the Whataburger French fries recently. Whataburger has the ability to be the best burger and fry of a fast food place. But only if it is hot and fresh and, you know, done correctly.
Very much like your penne pasta tonight.
Exactly. You can go to a Whataburger and they do a bad job. And I've been very unhappy with the French fries lately. So when we go lately, I've ordered my double cheeseburger. And then I go over to McDonald's across the street and get French fries from there. Anyway, this is not Survivor related at all. Yeah, so we will.
This does bring up a good point that if you went on Survivor, you would lose weight.
True. But I can't, no. I've told the story about how when Mark and I went camping, he fell asleep just fine, and I could not sleep because I was hearing animals out in the bushes. And so I woke up. I'm like, hey, are you asleep? You know, knowing he was asleep but trying to wake him. I'm like, maybe we should stoke up the fire a little bit. And so I woke him up because I couldn't. And after that night of not being able to sleep, I'm like, we're never staying in a tent ever again.
So in other words, camping for you is the Ramada Inn.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. All right. So so we're alone tonight. Well, it's just the two of us, you and I.
Right.
This evening. And we're still going to talk about Survivor. Now, just to remind the audience, I know everyone is going to be very disappointed, but we will be taking.
No, they don't know about this. I don't think they know about this because we talked about. Didn't we talk about this after off
I
the air?
I think we talked about it on the air, but who knows?
Larkin can tell us because he is a dedicated listener.
Anyway,
he is our only dedicated.
So I know the audience is going to be bummed out, but next week, Both Fatty and I are going to be busy. I'm going to be in California.
I'm going to be in Atlanta visiting my mother for the next 2 weeks.
I'm going to be in California in San Francisco with Mark. It's his birthday trip. Fatty's going to be in Atlanta visiting his mother. So we don't have any, I mean, we're the two co-hosts, so we don't have anyone to do the show. So we are taking a break next week. We will do a two-episode show the following week.
Right. Now that, on a Monday, but it's not going to be on Sunday. It's going to be on Monday.
That's
the
right.
26th of November.
Correct. And so we will get that hot and fresh, pre-prepared meal of a podcast out to you.
And it will be gassy. We promise.
It will be so good. But just wanted
it'll
to
be,
give everyone a heads
up. It'll be just like those frozen podcasts that you get. So
exactly. I think it's better than TV. It is. I mean, it is a glorified TV. I understand that it's a glorified TV dinner, but it is more gourmet than a TV dinner, and they're never frozen. It comes to you.
It sounds to me like you had the gourmet spaghetti sauce on there also.
It was good. Uh-huh. I liked it. Anyway, right. So Survivor. So we started out the evening at the Teva camp. Now we know Lyrsa went home last week.
Right. She's the one with the blue hair.
And there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare for the merge. You know, sometimes Jeff comes out and he's like, drop your buffs and blah, blah, blah. And here's a fantastic feast and you're all merging and all that. Jeff wasn't anywhere to be seen. We look in on the Teva camp and all of a sudden there are boats coming towards them.
Okay.
Now, funnily enough or interestingly enough, we had a question last week for Evan.
Yes.
That he's not going to be able to answer this week because he's not here.
Right.
But we had asked what happens to the chickens.
Right. And the first thing I saw was the chicken crate.
Yeah, the chicken crate was on the boat with whichever one of the teams won the chicken. I can't remember.
But and you so, know, here's the thing. Wouldn't you be pissed? Wouldn't you be pissed if your team won the chickens and you decided, no, let's not eat them. We'll save them and eat eggs and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it's the merge and it's like, God bless it. Now we got to share the chickens with everybody else and we're not going to get to eat as many chickens.
Now they're going to have to make, if they keep the chickens alive, they're going to have to make scrambled eggs, but share them amongst the entire,
right?
You know.
I don't know.
So. You could get, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would not want to kill the chicken. I'm a meat eater, and I may have said this before, but I don't want to see how an animal is killed. I certainly am not going to kill it myself. So if I was out there, I don't think I'd be able to kill the chicken.
You just say, I'll clean the carcass once it's been cooked.
Yeah, you guys kill it and de-feather it. Or whatever it's called, and I'll
pluck.
Yeah, pluck it. And so there is one burning question answered. They brought the chickens with them.
Right.
Then they happen upon a huge table.
It was almost like Hansel and Gretel. You know, they went down this little path and there was the gingerbread house, and they had all kinds of goodies to eat and everything, you know. The celebratory merge meal.
So Larkin in the chat room, back to my Freshly discussion, he says, I need to get Chef Mark to be my personal chef.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when I'm rich, I think it would be a very good investment to have someone be like a housekeeper / chef, you know, just cook our meals.
Just have somebody come by and eat you. And actually lose the weight.
And eat me?
No, eat the food.
Oh, you broke up right when you were saying it. You said, you should come by and have someone eat you like that. I was like, oh, well,
no,
I could.
Eat the food for you. That way you would lose the weight.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, they have their feast. And, you know, there was talking. They talk to John for a sec, and he's like, oh, I think Goliath is still strong. And he's real happy to be getting all those calories, of course, because he's trying to keep his pecs big, you know.
Yeah.
And Gabby, you know, one thing, and nothing ever came of this, but they spent like, I don't know, a good couple of minutes on Gabby where she's saying, oh, maybe the napkin rings are a special advantage. Maybe there's an advantage hidden in the napkin rings, or maybe the sign, because the sign says everything you need for the merge is here. And she was like talking about how she thought maybe there was an advantage hidden.
Well, but I think the advantage was behind the sign and nobody looked behind it.
So she spent all that time talking about it and then never looked, I guess, because that was the only mention the entire episode.
Oh, Larkin says it was the sign. Okay. So.
But no one, unless
but
we
how
don't,
do you know that, Larkin?
He's
so anyway, we'll wait 7 seconds for his for his answer. And they also started talking about Alec was the one that flipped and got out what's her name.
Yeah, so Angelina was saying that she doesn't trust Alec anymore because he flipped and got out Natalia. And if you remember when Goliath was a tribe, they Angelina and Natalia were kind of hanging out and kind of, right. You know, were friends. And so Angelina was like, oh, I don't trust Alec anymore because he's already flipped on Goliath and he can't be trusted.
And all right, now Larkin is saying that on that sign, there was a tree. And he says later in the episode, you can see the tree from the sign as you look down the beach.
I didn't notice that. So
I didn't notice that either. So I'm sure Survivor Savant Evan Ayers, who couldn't bother to be with us tonight, knew it.
Probably so. Okay. So, and we have some other talking. Carl and Dan are talking how they don't like Elizabeth and she's annoying. And, you know, we're getting set up. So now we know Angelina is a player this episode. We know right. Alec may be involved a little bit this episode.
Right.
We know Elizabeth may be on the chopping block. So we're getting all this set up, you know, for what's going to happen.
Right.
And the reason they had said Elizabeth was annoying is this wasn't even annoying to me, but they're all sitting around. And they're discussing what they're going to name the tribe.
Right.
And she says, you know, I was looking up a bunch of Tahitian words. I was Googling them. Is it Tahitian? Anyway, whatever. Whatever, wherever they are. Fijian. Whatever.
Again,
whatever the language is.
We need our savant to help us with this.
So she's like,
write that one down, Evan, if you ever decide to come back.
Whatever language, wherever they are. And she's like, I was looking this up. Before I came on the show, I was Googling it, and I found the word Kalo Kalo, which means stars. And I think that would be a really cool name for the tribe. Well, they ended up using that word, but apparently that made Carl and Dan think she was more annoying. Because Carl's like, she just always thinks she knows everything, and, you know, whatever.
Well, okay, let's make it angry old black man. Okay.
Exactly. And so, you know, there's all, so all Nick tells Christian that Dan has the idol. So we have the Nick and Christian alliance kind of coming
Mason
back
Dixon.
Together. Yeah, Mason Dixon. And Dan and Kara start back up their romance.
Oh, God, I just wanted to vomit when that started again.
And we see, and it was another Elizabeth thing because they're all sleeping. And Elizabeth is laying next to Dan and Kara. And they're, you know, they're whispering whatever. We don't know what they were whispering, but they were whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears.
Sweet nothing, sweet nothing.
And we get a one of those camera one-on-ones with Elizabeth where she's like, I knew something was going on with Dan and Kara. And I don't know if it's romantic or not, but they were whispering for 2 hours. And I think we need to get rid of Dan. That's what she's saying to the camera.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Dan tells Kara about his second idol. So he's now she knows about
again,
that.
Again. Dumbest fucking thing you can do on Survivor. But can we say fucking on here?
Sure.
Okay. Dumbest fucking thing you can do in Survivor.
When have you ever worried about what
I
language?
I was just trying to fill since Evan's not here. But anyway, Never tell anybody, unless they're standing right there with you when you find an idol, don't tell anybody about your damn idols. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. We have determined, I hit my mic. We have decided that I'm never going to be on Survivor. See, I would do much better on Big Brother. You're in a house, air conditioning.
Because they would all be the muscle head.
Oh, God.
See? I'm telling you. See, you would.
I make friends with the girls. I could make friends with the girls. It would be fine. It would be fine.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. So, so you know, we have that Mike. So Mike, you know, going back to Alec.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Angelina was all like, "I don't trust Alec." Blah blah blah. Well, actually, she may not have been completely wrong, because Mike starts talking to Alec and Allison, and they decide that, and that I think Nick walked up while they were talking, and they decided they should come up with a 6-person, half David, half Goliath alliance.
Right.
That they don't tell David or Goliath about. You know, they're, you know, they're just going to be, and that, you know, and they said even for the next couple of days or the next couple of tribals, maybe we go ahead and go with Goliath and vote out a couple of Davids. But we keep our little thing secret, and then we start picking off Goliaths, you know, after that. And so, I don't remember whether it was Alec. I believe it was Alec, because he had talked to Christian at some point, suggested that Christian might be a good 5th person. And then I think, I don't know whether he also said Gabby, but someone mentioned Gabby. And Allison said, oh, I really like Gabby, because she and Gabby had had a little...
Right.
You know, talk.
They had a kind of comforting talk together, yes.
And so anyway, so it seems they did not name themselves, so we don't have a name as far as I know.
Thank God. Well, I'm sure Nick will want to name it.
So we have Mike.
Wait a minute, is Nick in it?
Yeah. So it's okay. Mike, it's 6 people. So it's Mike, Alec, and Allison from Goliath.
Okay.
And Nick, Christian, and Gabby from David.
Wait a minute. He says Strike Force.
I don't think that was the name. So they had a one-on-one with Christian, where Christian says, we're going to be like a Strike Force. You know, we're going to go in and, you know, strike and get out some Goliaths or whatever, you know, one by one. And we're just going to be like a strike. But I don't know that that's what they were going to name themselves. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see that as a name.
Well, if it is the name, Nick will repeat it in upcoming episodes, because he loves a name.
He does love a name. So that happens, and then the only other thing. So that was a real, like, half of the episode was that kind of, you know, catching up on each kind of pairing of people. You know, talking. You know, on the merge. No Jeff. No nothing. Just kind of a bunch of shots of them all talking to each other. Elizabeth talks to Alec about wanting to vote Dan out. And then, now this was interesting.
Then Alec ran over and talked to Dan.
Immediately. Well, I mean, I don't know. Right. It could have been editing. But I mean, immediately we see Alec talking to Dan and Kara. And he's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know Elizabeth is already throwing your name out. And Dan just freaks out, and he's like, well, we got to vote Elizabeth out then. We've got to vote Elizabeth out. And he walks off, and Kara's like, Dan, you know, calm down. You have 2 idols. You know, you don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
You know, don't freak out. And so that was that. And so any other thoughts besides what you've said about kind of that whole first half?
I thought it was a good reuniting episode, where, you know, everybody it was everybody was sharing lots of information with folks that weren't in the know about some things. Larkin says everyone got airtime except Davey. So
yeah, Davey didn't get any. I don't think we heard him talk the whole episode. Maybe once. And he was just kind of in the background for most of everything.
Right. Kind of like that tree.
Yeah, exactly.
That nobody noticed except for Larkin. Well, I'm sure Evan noticed it.
Probably.
But he's not here to claim.
Oh, well, what you gonna do? So then we have the individual immunity challenge.
Oh, wait a minute. I'd like to ask a homework for Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Did you see that tree, Chris? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm sure he'll have notes on the next episode he's on.
Oh, copious.
And he'll...
Well, wait a minute. since it's Thanksgiving, it will be cornucopious.
I see what you did there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So then we have the individual. We have the individual immunity challenge.
I thought this was tough.
Come on in, guys. What he always says. So they had to swing a pendulum. Around and around, and it passed through this metal frame on both sides.
Right.
And so if you hit the sides of the frame, you may lose momentum and your pendulum could stop.
Right.
And you're out if your pendulum stops. But the other piece of it is there's a statue in the middle.
Right. Connected to it.
Connected to it on a little platform that's connected to the frame. And if you every time you hit the frame, if that happens, you run the risk of knocking the statue off.
Right.
If you lose momentum and your pendulum stops swinging or your statue falls, you're out.
Or if you fall off the little piece of wood you're standing on, you're out.
So so there were three things. So the first one out was Mike. Followed by Christian. And then we have...
I was surprised Christian went out because this was not really a physical thing. And I would have thought that the scientific... He would have found some scientific way to keep that thing going or something.
Maybe, but it wasn't incredibly physical, but it was... You had to be very coordinated to keep it spinning and you know, not hit the frame and all that. So... Maybe he's not very coordinated. I mean, I don't know. Then then Carl was out. And then
he was out and because what's her name pissed him off.
And then Gabby, followed by Kara, and then Nick. So after the first six were out, they had to switch hands.
Right.
So we didn't mention this. So they were swinging this rope with one hand.
Right.
And they couldn't switch hands. And then after the first six were out, they had to switch hands, but they had to switch hands in such a way as to not, they still couldn't kill the momentum of the pendulum.
The competition didn't stop for them and restart. It had to keep going.
Yeah. And so Davey was not able to make the transition successfully.
That's all right.
In the amount of time that because Jeff only gave him what 3 seconds,
something like that. Yeah,
something like 3 seconds. And so Davey did not complete the hand swap in the 3 seconds, so he was out. Then Angelina went out. Then Alec. Then John, and John is the one that stepped.
Was that Alec Lefebvre?
No, a different Alec.
I'm getting my shows.
Although Alec is also cute.
Yes.
So, I wonder
if he plays piano.
I don't know. He's a bartender, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he works at one of those old-timey saloons and he plays the piano as well.
A little honky-tonk.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
John was out because he stepped off the platform.
Right.
Then Dan. And so we're down to Elizabeth and Allison. And you're thinking, oh, great, Elizabeth is going to save herself. And you know, she's not going to be voted out this week, even though there was all this talk about Elizabeth being annoying and, you know, all this stuff. And then now Elizabeth goes out. So Allison is our first winner of individual immunity.
And see, Allison is still one of those people that is nondescript. In my book.
Well, I mean, I know. Well, first of all, we know that all women are nondescript to you.
No, that's not true.
In these shows, I don't mean in life necessarily.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I don't know. But so she's.
Natalie was not nondescript.
True.
Okay.
But Allison is a doctor.
Okay, she's the one that had the conversation with Gabby.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. She's also on the new Alliance of Six.
Okay, right.
And so, you know, we have had a little bit of time with her on this episode. And so then, you know, I mean, there was no drama in the competition. In fact, the competition was pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think they may have split it across the commercial break, but I'm not even sure if they did that.
I don't think so.
Mostly we had a bunch of talking for half, and then we had a little tiny immunity challenge in the middle. Then we had a bunch more talking.
Right.
And then tribal.
Well, that's kind of standard for the merge episode.
Yeah, I guess. I did think we probably would have had time to have a reward. They still do reward. Do they still do reward challenges after you go to individual?
When they split them back up into teams, and you know. That kind of
thing. Right, and that's another strategic thing, because it's like, yeah, usually
can, all right, choose one other person. All right, choose one last person.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then depending on who you choose, somebody else gets mad at you, or
right.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, they could have done that, but I guess it's too early to start doing that.
And I'd like to just say, Larkin has mentioned, we were talking about the swinging pendulums. That I have a couple of built-in swinging pendulums, and I want to just say thank you for remembering that, Larkin. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Well, that might have been that might have been before the recording started, but I was trying to remember the noise that you make when someone takes a shot at someone else.
No.
Like okay. if Evan is back next week or the week after, and we say,
we're not here next week.
It's so nice of you to, you know, to decide to join us for an episode. And then you would go.
No.
Exactly. And I was trying to think of that noise earlier, and I couldn't. Anyway, so then we have
the noise you've been making is burping.
Yeah. Well, quietly.
Pasta bolognese.
Exactly. So then we go back to the camp, to Kara Kara, or Kavo Kalo, whatever, Kara Kara, whatever the name.
Star.
Kalo Kalo, I'm sorry. We go back to the Kalo Kalo camp, and we have the after immunity challenge discussions of, you know, what's going to happen in tribal.
Right.
So I want to get your thoughts on this. So Angelina immediately pulls all the other Goliaths around her and is telling them that they need to take out Christian, that they need to make a big move. And she doesn't even really let any. Well, based on what we saw, she was just bossing them around and saying, this is who we need to vote out, blah, 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 blah. And they all sort of agreed with her.
A lot of grunting.
Yeah. And so first of all, what were your impressions of that to begin with?
I don't like her. Okay. And this just made me not like her even more.
Do you think she's a good player?
No, not particularly. Just because, to me, she is now Natalie.
Do you think she was right? Do you think do you think that was a good idea to vote Christian out first?
No, I don't think so, because there's still so many of them. Okay. I think that it's too hard. I think you've got to have fewer people to pull something like that off. I mean, there's too many people there. So anyway.
So she does that. And then the very next scene we show Dan. And he's saying that he's really bugged by Angelina, and he really likes Christian.
Well, he was one of the are they called?
The brochachos.
Brochachos. Lord, he must have said that little segment, he must have said brochacho 15 times.
Probably so. then we see Gabby having doubts about voting out Elizabeth. She feels like, because Davids are the underdogs, that maybe they should take out a Goliath. And she's talking to her other David, you know, her other David folks. And Alec talks to Allison about how Angelina is trying to manipulate everything. And then John and Dan walk up and they all talk about, you know, maybe we should keep Elizabeth. They talk about that and they say, you know, I think he's like, Angelina's just trying to manipulate things. We should stick with our original plan, vote out Elizabeth, keep Christian.
Right.
Yada, yada. John and Dan agree with him. And.
Right.
And John says, I'll tell Angelina. So then they're all sitting around and John says, hey, by the way, we all decided we're going to switch back to Elizabeth. We're going to keep Christian. Do you want to talk about it? And she's upset.
But well, she's and like, then she flares up. Well, evidently decisions are being made without me. I mean, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. She's like, well, sounds like you guys have already decided. Guess I don't need to talk about it. You know, whatever. And so then she starts telling people that she's nervous about Dan. So this whole Dan and Angelina thing.
Right.
They're not liking each other. And then, out of the blue, Angelina is over off by herself somewhere, and she's crying. And we see Elizabeth start to walk up.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelina says, hey, come over here. Angelina proceeds to tell Elizabeth that Elizabeth's name is the one that's being thrown out by the Goliath right. to be the one to go. And she's like, I just wanted to let you know because I wanted you to have a chance to fight, you know, if, you know, whatever. And Elizabeth immediately goes back to all the Davids and she's like telling them, oh my God, Angelina told me that all the Goliaths want to vote me out. And Gabby tells her, you should blow up Tribal and throw Allison under the bus and tell all the Goliaths at Tribal that, you know, that Angelina has come and told me that you guys are voting me out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good move for Angelina to do?
To suggest that?
For Angelina to tell Elizabeth, was that a good move or a bad move?
Well, it made for a fun tribal.
Yeah. And why was she so dead set on Christian? She just thinks he's more of a threat, so she wanted to keep Elizabeth, or?
Well, she thinks she can beat Elizabeth.
So interesting. So then we go to Tribal, and, you know, Jeff's trying to pull as much out of everyone as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So Allison talks first and says, you know, a merge means there's, Jeff said, you know, how's it different, you know, once you merge? And she says, well, there's so many relationships you have to manage now. She said before, when you're on these smaller tribes, you don't have as many people you're having to deal with. And then Alec says, we're going to see if it stays David versus Goliath. And he had this big pause. And so Angelina, you know, so they made a big deal about Alec pausing there and, you know, what's happening. Right. Is Goliath going to stay together? Angelina says Goliath wants to stay aligned, but she also has a pause. And then Elizabeth comes out and says, hold up. Wait a minute, Angelina. I know there are fractures in Goliath already because guess what, guys? Angelina told me today that you guys were going to vote me out. And then Allison makes an interesting comment. She says, you know, Jeff, I think Angelina was trying to manage the jury for herself.
Yes.
And that's why she told Elizabeth.
Yes.
Because she felt like Elizabeth was going to go home, but wanted to have her vote if she gets to the final two.
I thought that the fact that jury management, which is, again, a Big Brother term.
Well, the games are very similar. Well, I mean, Big Brother.
I agree, but I've never heard jury management, the term jury management used on Survivor.
I don't recall if I have or not, but I thought it wasn't. I had not thought about that until she brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes
and
a lot of sense.
Now everybody's going to think about that.
Well, now they're all going to be thinking about jury management for the rest of the season. You know, right. anytime anybody does anything nice for the other side, they're going to be like, oh, this is just jury management.
Right.
You know, so anyway, I thought it was a good point, though. There was lots of whispering, and I don't know what the whispering was about. Because when we get to who was voted out, I don't understand why there was a need for whispering at all. But anyway, Gabby cries again.
Well, okay.
And says, you know, and she's, and then Angelina cries. Oh, so Gabby's like, David is always at the bottom and it's just blah, 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 you know, and we're the underdogs and all this kind of stuff. And Angelina starts crying and Elizabeth says she hopes David will stay together, you know, and one or two of the Goliaths will flip. And then there's a bunch of whispering. So what do you think the whispering was? Because, I mean, all of those Goliaths and then the six, you know, whatever, with Alec, and they're all whispering.
I think that it was when it came out that she had told about Elizabeth being the one they were voting for. It may have gotten some of the Goliaths thinking, oh, well, you know, to heck with this. And maybe it was some of that. Well, do we want to change it to her or do we stick with the plan or what? You know, that kind of thing.
So anyway, so we have all that whispering and I'm like, oh gosh, maybe there's going to be a change to the, you know, maybe somebody's going to flip or.
Well, it made tribal very exciting.
They're going to flip and vote Angelina out, you know, or something like, I mean, that's what
I
it seemed.
I was so hoping.
That's what it seemed. So then we have all the votes and then Jeff comes, he's like, I'll go count the votes. And then he comes back and the first name he reads is Angelina.
Right.
Now, to me, immediately that told me that Elizabeth was going home. Because I'm like, he started with, well, especially when he said Angelina, then he said, Elizabeth, and that second Elizabeth.
Like, they also like if it's gonna be one of those where they may have flipped, somebody has flipped. Sometimes they'll read that one name and then a number. They could have without being voted out, and then start reading Angelina. Angelina, 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 Angelina.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose he has done that before. You're right. But after he got to the second Elizabeth, I was like, I bet they stuck with Elizabeth. And sure enough, it was unanimous.
But I see, that's what I don't understand, why it was unanimous.
I don't either, because Gabby had sat there crying and talking about how David were the underdogs and needed to stick together. And then she voted one of the Davids off.
Yeah,
so I
don't understand why it was unanimous, because who would have known whose vote it was?
Right. Well, so the only thing I can think of, and I didn't see it, but maybe the six. Well, we know Davy and Carl, or at least Carl, thought that Elizabeth was annoying anyway.
Right.
So they wanted to get rid of her. Christian and Gabby and Nick are in that alliance with the other three Goliaths, and they would go with whatever those other three said.
Okay.
So it
that
may
probably,
be.
And Larkin says that Gabby was part of that group of six and
she
agreed
is.
To vote off of David.
Yeah. Yeah, so. She is part of that six. So.
So and Larkin also says that those were fake tears from Gabby. So
maybe I don't know. She's crying all the time.
That's a good point. Well, but she right. Everybody's used to her crying all the time. So.
I don't know why she needs any fake tears, because they're used to her. Right. I would think more than anything, it would become annoying. They'd be like, "Oh God, she's always crying. We need to vote her out." Anyway, so that is it. So any last thought? So basically, I mean, everybody's stuck with the plan,
right?
I really like the six, the alliance of six. Right. I'm interested to see where that goes.
Right.
And if they stay together, because in the preview for next week, we see that there's some talk again of voting Christian out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see where that goes. But I think it'll be – so you have any final thoughts on the episode? We do have a game to get to, but I want to –
Yes. well, the first comment that Larkin had in the chat room tonight was watch rating on episode 7 was not very good. What was your analysis of the crotch watching?
There wasn't much crotch on this one, but Christian did have a crotch moment where his bits were kind of dangling around in his boxers. That was the only real, and it looked like he had more than I suspected that he had. So that was interesting. But other than that, that's about the only crotch shot that Mark and I saw.
Okay.
So it was crotch light.
Okay. You know. Crotch light. Okay. So maybe that can be the title of this episode of Survivors Ready.
Sure. Crotch light. I don't name the episodes, but sure.
Okay. That's right. So
I don't know, Larkin, did you notice any crotches that I didn't notice? Did you notice the dangling Christian bits? That would also be a good episode title, Dangling Christian Bits. Yeah.
Or just Dangling Christian. All right. I'm going to have to go over here to CBS.com and pull up the people so I can see.
So you don't have your team all figured out already?
No.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Are you saying this is going to be a spur of the moment sort of?
This is total spur of the moment. All right, cast. Here we go.
All right. So what I'm going to do? So first of all, I'm also going to go over there. I think I know who I want, but I'm going to go over there anyway. So. I'm going to read you what I've come up with, and you tell me if you want to add or get rid of anything. Now,
all right.
Unlike Big Brother, where we had negative points,
right?
We have no negative points in this game.
All right.
Because it made things weird. I mean, to be honest. I mean, it was just like we were in negative numbers and stuff. So what I came up with is kind of a tiered point system. So if you find an idol, if your person on your team finds an idol, you get +5.
Okay.
If they find an advantage, you get +5. If they use an idol successfully, you get a +5.
Okay.
Meaning they were going to be voted out, they successfully used the idol, or someone else was going to be voted out and they used it for them. Either way, but it has to be they guessed correctly, they used it at the right time.
So if they use it and they weren't going to be voted out,
you don't get points for that.
Okay, all right,
because that's a fail in my mind.
Okay,
if somebody wins at making fire, you get a +15.
Okay,
if somebody wins an immunity challenge, +20.
Okay,
then I say final 6 is +10.
Okay.
Final 3 is +20.
Okay.
And win the game is +40.
Okay. That's fine.
So I kind of ranked them in order of what I thought was worthy of more points.
Okay.
You know. All right. So anything you want to add? Those were the only things of note that I could think of that would really be point worthy.
I think that's good.
A good crotch shot is +5.
No. Because I don't notice
a good. okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a coin toss.
Okay,
and you're gonna choose whether you want heads or tails.
All right,
and based on that, if you're gonna go first, if you get yours, I'm gonna go first. If you don't, so do you want heads or tails?
Are you tossing the coin?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a two-headed coin?
That's a quarter. It's just a regular quarter. You probably can't see that.
I'm going to choose tails.
You're going to choose tails. Okay, I'm flipping the quarter right now. Ooh. Oh, God, it went on the floor. Hold on. I'm just going to go over to the other side of the studio.
Okay. Adam has taken off his headset. He's going over. We'll know in a moment. We don't hear scream. He's lost the coin. Let me guess. It was Tails.
It was Tails.
Okay.
I should have been like, oh, it landed on its side. We have to do this again.
Y'all, he was pissed off at me because I won the coin toss on the Big Brother, but first. And now he'll be pissed off that I've won the coin toss on Survivor's Ready.
All right.
And how many are we choosing? Four?
Four.
Okay. Nick.
All right. I'm going to go with Alec.
All right, I will take John.
Okay, we're gonna get all men. I'm gonna take Christian.
All right, I'm gonna take Allison.
You mean the one that you didn't even know like existed? Yes. That yes. Allison?
Yes.
I am. Gosh, let's see. Who's left? I'm just scanning through the remaining people. They don't talk to Davey. I don't like Angelina, so I can't go with her. Gosh, I'm just gonna... Oh, this is so hard. I think I'm going to go with Dan.
Okay. And I will finish out with Mike.
Okay. Then I will do, let's see, who's on that? Who did we say is on that alliance? We said, but Gabby's the only one left on that alliance, isn't she? So we have, on that alliance, we have Alec, Allison, and who did we say? Alec, Allison, and Mike, uh-huh. Nick, Christian, and Gabby. Uh-huh. And so Gabby is the only one left out of that alliance. Oh, and I notice you have 1, 2, 3 members of that alliance on your team.
Huh.
Interesting how that worked. Oh, gosh. No. Yeah, Mike, Allison, and Nick are all in that alliance.
Oh, okay. So this is your final pick.
This is my final pick. I'm going to go with... Oh, gosh. I don't think Gabby... I'm gonna go with Gabby.
Okay.
I don't like her. She annoys me, but she's in that alliance. Okay. So I think, and Christian likes her, and Allison likes her. So I think she may at least be drug along. So there we go. So, okay, you have Nick, John, Allison, and Mike. I have Alec, Christian, Dan, and Gabby. I think your team is stronger. But anyway. No, it could be my fault. You made very good choices.
The only choice you made that I think is going to go out quickly is Dan.
Well, I wasn't sure about Dan because he seems to be friends with John, and he's also in a relationship, right? And so he's also friends with Christian, and so I feel like that Christian and John will both want to keep him, and Kara is basically in a relationship with him. So I thought maybe he might be able to hang on.
That's
going to
be his downfall.
And he's got 2 immunity idols. So if he uses them successfully, he could save himself a couple of times.
He won't.
Well, I don't know. So Larkin says Gabby to win.
Oh, really?
Well, now I hope so, Larkin, because I put her, even though she really annoys me with her crying, I thought because she's on that alliance of 6, it would be a good choice. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see if I was correct, but I think that Alliance of Six is going to go far. I feel like. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. All right, Fatty. So for those of you at home, we expect you to make your team.
Yes, make your team
and keep up with your own damn points. But still, right. I will
You'll
put
be posting all those point all that the point stuff on the website.
The points will be there'll be a link called contest. If you're a carryover from our But First Big Brother podcast, it will be a similar layout where we'll have photos of our team and a description of all the points you can get. So,
and now are we gonna get one replacement?
Yes. So sorry, I didn't. Okay. So for those of you who did not listen to But First, we will get one replacement for our team, and we have to decide when the cutoff is going to be for that. But I don't know how many more weeks this is going. So, so I don't know when we should have the cutoff for that.
Let's say the December the 5th episode.
December the 5th. Okay.
Is the final time you can switch somebody.
The recording before that or the recording after that?
No, the recording that includes the December the 5th episode.
Okay. So you can make one replacement up until the episode that we record after the December 5th episode.
That we review the December 5th episode.
Yep. All right. Any other thoughts? Well, I thought I was going to lose the entire season of But First, and then I won.
He won.
So I'm going to just be positive about this. I mean, I think I made a couple of good choices, so we'll see.
I think that also put over on the website a reminder, we will not be here next week, and we'll review two episodes on the episode that comes out the week after Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right.
I will do that.
All right.
All right. So anything else?
Happy. No. Are you going to have one of those microwave meals for your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, my mother is hosting Thanksgiving at her house this year. And that my mom's side of the family, so my aunts and uncles on that side will be coming over. And I'm going to help her clean the house, cook, whatever. I have been tasked to make homemade yeast rolls. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the big bread man.
Yeah, I'm the big bread man and a salad. Because for some reason everyone loves my salads.
Just be careful, Adam. Do not overdress the salad.
Oh, I don't.
It can ruin a whole meal.
No, I don't even
overdress a salad.
I don't even dress the salad. I put a couple of dressing options next to it. I just assemble the salad.
There's nothing worse than being crestfallen from overdressing a salad.
I don't know why. I mean, you don't cook anything on a salad, but everyone, the vegetable choices I make, I usually add some kind of sweet element, like a dried cranberry or some nuts with like a sugar glaze or something, or, you know, whatever. I put some cheese, I put peppers and, you know, some other things in there.
But by the way, y'all, on that episode right after Thanksgiving, we will have a recipe segment. So you can come up with your own survivors ready vegetable salad.
I get so many compliments, but it's salad. I mean, I guess I just make good choices. I don't know. Good life choices.
You like a Tulsa salad, Adam?
Okay. I love the salad is well tossed. Let me just tell you that, because
all right, well there you have it.
I am an expert salad tosser. Maybe that's why Maybe that's why everyone loves my salad so much.
That's it, because you're a great salad tosser.
All right.
Do you think a salad has ever been tossed on Survivor?
I don't. Maybe. You never know.
Okay.
You never know
what happens over there at the Ponderosa.
We will see everyone.
I'm sure. Evan probably knows. Anyway,
I've got to replace that ending music because it is just not enough time.
Okay.
Anyway, I probably won't.
Did we run out of it already?
See you guys next 2 weeks from now.
Right. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.